memories about connections, memories about being able to put things together. And the more you do that, the more likely you're going to establish connections within the brain. And I think the more that you try to challenge your brain, you establish these connections, and then you're able to become smarter, we hope, but also try to stave off the development of dementia.
Of course, now, this isn't the first time we've heard this suggestion come up.
This study was unique in that it looked at educational levels, and it looked at people who actually did more things like crosswords, reading, things along that line, and then compared it to pathological series. And so we're actually able to demonstrate that the patients that were more mentally active were less likely with the plaque load that they had, the amount of disease of Alzheimer's disease that they had in their brain, they didn't exhibit as much memory loss. Plaque is what I think of as a little protein goo that develops in the brain itself, and it kills nerves. And when you kill nerves, you kill connections, and therefore you have memory loss as a result of that.
And the idea is that, what, the more mental exercise we're getting, the more it cuts down maybe on the development of plaque?
The plaque load was basically the same in these brains, okay? But what we found is the people who were mentally active had less clinical manifestations of memory loss, even though the plaque load was the same. Even though they had pathology that suggested Alzheimer's disease, the ones that used their brain were less likely to exhibit symptoms of dementia. There have been some other studies that have kind of debated as to whether or not if you don't use it, you lose it. But this is one that really clearly established the fact that people who are active, mentally active, people who are physically active also can reduce the risk of dementia as well.
Now, of course, one of the important words in all of this, I guess, is lifelong. Some are thinking, well, I better start in my later years doing more crossword puzzles now. Will that late in life increase in activity make a difference?
That's kind of a debate that's out there. But I personally think that if you don't use it, you lose it. They actually have looked at patients that were physically active that started exercising, never exercisers before, started exercising when they started at 80 years of age. Mm-hmm. And they actually found that the folks that started exercising at 80 were less likely to develop dementia.
Are there medical treatments for dementia?
There are a couple treatments available for dementia. They're not very good. Unfortunately, they help some. We think the earlier you start them, the better success you'll have with them. But there's nothing out there right now that'll stave off dementia, that'll stop it in its tracks.
Then are we any closer to a cure, or is that a long way off?
I think we're going to find that there's a lot of different causes of dementia, and Alzheimer's will be part of it. And I think with Alzheimer's, we're getting a little closer than what we've ever have been. There was a big public health initiative that's directed at Alzheimer's research that the Obama administration had done in the last 2 years or so. And so they're pouring a lot of research, a lot of money into it. And so all we can do is keep our fingers crossed. I've been waiting for a new medicine for the last decade, and everything that's come out lately has failed. And it's been very discouraging as a neurologist and certainly for family members of patients.
So what do you tell patients when they come in and they think that perhaps they're experiencing dementia?
I do some testing on the patients. Part of the process of dementia is that you'll see a progressive decline in their memory. So it's important to establish a baseline, and then you can test it 6 months. You can test it a year or so later. I tell them that it's time to engage. I mean, if they're not somebody that's been mentally active, it's time to get mentally active. And I think it's really, really important. You know, the diet always comes up, and we know that there's a few supplements that perhaps may help slow down dementia as well. There's coconut oil, which is sort of the latest fad. There's you know, vitamin E, and there's beta carotene and antioxidants like CoQ10, which in some clinical trials have shown, yeah, there could be a little bit of a benefit to that, and certainly is a relatively harmless thing to do, but it hasn't been proven absolutely.